Hi, I'm Louisa Latella. Thank you for joining me today. In the following podcast, I speak to the importance of prioritizing good self-caretaking and offer several suggestions for incorporating a variety of self-nurturing activities into your everyday. If after listening to this podcast, you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me by email at louisa@louisalatella.com or by phone at 856-429-9799. Thanks and have a wonderful day. Today I'd like to talk about the concept of self-nurture. This topic is fresh on my mind because yesterday I did a workshop for women regarding the concept of prioritizing good self-caretaking. For some reason, or maybe for a multitude of reasons, many women have an extremely difficult time with the concept of self-nurturing. Often my clients will tell me they must attend to the needs of others, their children, their spouses, their parents, their cats, their dogs, and don't have time for themselves. But the truth is, the greatest gift that you can give to a loved one is to model good self-caretaking. It's like the instructions you've heard if you've ever flown on an airplane. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you attend to the needs of others. This is such a great metaphor for how to truly help and care for those that are important to us. The better you care for yourself, the better you will be for others. It was no coincidence that as I was preparing for the workshop, I turned on the Oprah show and Susie Orman was the guest. And just as I had turned on the television, she was saying, "The most powerful woman gives as much to herself as she gives of herself." That's really it in a nutshell. As I have studied people who inspire me, that live a life truly reflective of self-love and respect, I have come to realize that it is the little things they do every day that creates that sense of inner peace and joy, that allows them to really own their power and step into their light. It is about keeping their word to themselves. It is about honoring their body. It is about speaking kind and loving words to and about themselves and others. It is about living in a state of gratitude. I see that they are not afraid to set boundaries. They are not afraid to say no. And the truth is, unless you give yourself permission to say no, your yeses are never genuine, because the only reason you say yes is because you don't allow yourself to say no. But what happens when you live your life this way is that it sets you up to give with a sense of anger and resentment. And that's not fair to you or the person to whom you're giving. However, when you give yourself permission to say no, then when you say yes, it is genuine. And you give with a sense of joy and love in your heart. So in order to make self-nurturing a priority in your life, you don't have to spend a ton of money at the spa or the hair salon, but rather it's, like I said earlier, the little things you do every day that will make a difference, that will eventually lead you to living a life of self-love, compassion, self-respect, to be able to experience authentic joy and profound peace in your heart. So what follows are several suggestions for incorporating a variety of self-nurturing activities into your everyday life. When you wake up in the morning, take a few moments to remember your dreams. Meditate, think happy thoughts, set your intention for the day. Before leaving the house, do a body scan and release any tension you might be holding in your body. Pay attention to your breathing. Be on time for all appointments. When you are driving in a car, listen to a CD of some beautiful music, or an inspirational or motivational speaker. Or ride in silence so you can just be with yourself. Keep a fresh flower or a plant on your desk at work and in your bedroom at home. Throughout the day, take a few moments to go outside and breathe in some fresh air to recenter and reconnect. Set boundaries. Acknowledge and celebrate what you accomplished during the day, no matter how small the task might be. For example, you returned a phone call, mailed some letters, said a nice thing to yourself, said hello to a stranger. Create a transition ritual for yourself when you arrive home from work so that you can release your workday. Maybe change your clothes, jump in the shower and just imagine your day being washed away, do some exercise. Take time to savor and enjoy your meals, no matter how busy you are. Keep the conversation positive at the dining table. Allow yourself to feel. Listen to and trust your inner wisdom. Acknowledge and express gratitude for everything that goes well in your day. For example, maybe you got a good parking spot, you kept your word to yourself, maybe you had a great conversation with a friend. Create a bedtime pampering ritual. Maybe take a bubble bath, spend some time meditating, read a book, write in your gratitude journal, listen to some beautiful music. Sing, dance, and play whenever the spirit moves you. Drink 8 glasses of water every day. Go outside and notice the miracles and beauty of nature. Paint your nails. Pluck your eyebrows. Do some yoga. Spend 5 minutes in silence every day. Every time you look in the mirror, say something loving to yourself. Paint a room in your house a wild color. Go to a town you've never been before and window shop. Know that you are perfect in this moment. Refute any unloving thoughts. Lift weights. Say a silent prayer for yourself. Say a silent prayer for someone who drives you crazy. Count your blessings. Surround yourself with loving and supportive people. Watch a sunrise or sunset. Hang inspirational and meaningful pictures in your house and at your work. Keep affirmation and inspirational books around your house and read at least 1 page every day. Spend some time near water. Learn to say no. And most importantly, keep your word to yourself. Just know that you are so worth the effort of making you number 1 on your list of priorities. I wish for you many blessings and great peace in your heart.